Now, in conversation with the Sunday Independent's Barry Egan, Radio Nova.
This is Barry Egan on Radio Nova, and tonight my guest is Irish TV star and beauty icon, Lisa Murphy. Lisa, welcome so much to the show, and thanks
for
coming.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry.
Tell me, growing up, I'm from Churchtown, you're from Ballantyre.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about your childhood.
My childhood growing up...
How come we never met when we... When
I was very shy and very square and very quiet, Barry. I think I went to my first disco when I was like 23 or something.
You didn't go to Wesley or Bechtel or anything like that?
I went to Wesley once and I hated it. I thought I couldn't get out. I didn't drink like all the teenagers did. And, you know, when you're not drinking, you're on a totally different level. And even through my 20s, like...
Well, you're not just taking drugs and not drinking, then?
No, doing nothing. Unfortunately.
What kind of music were you listening to when you were younger?
Well, very girly. I loved Whitney Houston and Celine Dion and all that. I know, very very girly. Who else did I like? Oh, yeah, Duran Duran, obviously, and Bon Jovi.
Did you have those posters of John Bon Jovi up on your
wall? I didn't, actually. I didn't do the poster thing either. I didn't go through that phase. My sister did. She'd Ronan Keating up.
Ronan Keating?
Yeah, she had him up. But I never did the poster thing.
And you like Bon Jovi? Will you go and see them in Slane?
I certainly will. Absolutely, I can't wait.
And what other stuff did you get into as you got older?
What other stuff did I... Well, you see, my dad was actually played in a band. He was the drummer.
Wow.
Yeah, he played in a band. And so I was always around music. And then my brother, who was special needs, who unfortunately...
He died when he was 25. Was that in 1995?
Yeah, 1995. And he loved music. And I think, I don't know what it is with special needs children or whatever, but they love music and they're very...
What kind of music did he like?
Oh, he loved every... He used to get all... I think Now One. You know when it came out Now One, Now Two, Now Three, Now Four? He used to love all of that. And he used to go in and play his records all the time.
Well, what kind of stuff would he play?
Just what was ever kind of in at the moment. You know, dance stuff, really. Like, you know, there wasn't anything specific. It wasn't like, you know, heavy metal. It wouldn't be anything like that, you know, or country. But what was really in the charts at the time?
When you look... What was he like, your brother?
Oh, he was great, Barry. He had a great personality, you know. To look at him now, you wouldn't think anything was wrong with him. You know, physically, he was real tall and dark, like my father. But he was great fun. But he was very, you know, everything had to be done at a certain time. He wouldn't eat his breakfast 1 minute before 6 o'clock or 2 minutes past 6 o'clock. It had to be bang on. And he went to the church every night.
6 o'clock in the morning?
No, in the evening. O'clock in the evening. Yeah. But and he used to go to church every night. And then on Sundays, he'd come home and he'd start asking myself and my sister and my brother what mass we went to, and we'd say, well, 10, I went to 12, who was the premier? Like, oh gosh, he used to catch us all the time.
Yourself?
I am, I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I am very much so. I love churches, actually. Even whenever I travel, I love going into all the different churches and cathedrals around the world.
Do you not think the Catholic Church has a history of being anti-women? Things like, you know, without getting into the debate.
I know. I went to Lourdes, actually.
Yeah? When was that?
I went to Lourdes the year my brother was killed. I went over with my mum and dad.
And is it true you keep a card for him at all times on you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have it in his mass card in my bag there.
Yeah. And just going back to you and music.
Yeah.
You also like stuff like Guns N' Roses. And
I do.
Queen.
Led Zeppelin. Queen. Yeah. Sure, Queen. Yeah. Legend.
So were you a bit of a rock chick growing up?
I wasn't really, now, to be quite honest with you. No, I didn't do the dark clothes and the...
But you were like sort of tight jeans and denim jackets and, you know, you have the blonde hair and...
Yeah, not really, no. It's more girly now. More Celine Dion and Whitney Houston and...
But you still like Led Zeppelin. But what was your favourite Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin, my favourite one of that was Staircase to Heaven.
Or Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven, yeah.
Yeah.
Loved that one.
Yeah.
Did you like them?
Yeah, I did actually, yeah. I mean,
Were you a rocker? I'd say you were a rocker.
Sure, I was a big girl's blouse. No, I'm only joking.
I
like all kind of, everything. I mean, yeah.
You're quite diverse in your music.
But did you ever go and see...
I went to see Bucks Fizz. So
I forget you said
that. My father brought me to see them. I just was so blown away with them on the... Wasn't the Eurovision dance contest?
When they had their skirts.
I just thought, these are fantastic. So I went along and Twink was actually sitting behind me. And Dad had bought me the album and I kept dropping the album on her feet and my dad had to keep apologising.
Where was this?
I can't even remember where it was, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's going back many years ago.
What was the first record you bought?
The first record I bought was...
Did you go to the record shop in Dundrum Shopping Centre upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the old, because I used to go with Paul all the time, you know, because he was always getting the...
Did you go to the library in the Dundrum as well? You're the one down the end.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'd surprise I never run into you. Yeah.
Did you go
area?
To Wickham Swimming Pool? You would have noticed me. I was a beautiful red hair with the beautiful body swimming up and down.
No, I didn't. And to this day, I still hate swimming. So, yeah. No, I didn't go swimming now.
And what you also like Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
What do you like about that song?
I love it. I just think it got a great beat to it. For me, in music, it's about the beat,
yeah.
Not necessarily the lyrics. For me, it has to catch me and I have to really like it. So it's the beat that I would hear first as opposed to the lyrics.
Yeah, and you like the arrangement of that song because of all the way it changes.
Yeah, yeah, no, I do. And I wouldn't normally like that type of thing, but that one I do.
So, but would you like, I mean, there are certain similarities between Led Zeppelin and it's kind of big music and it's almost like Wagner. And Queen or something similar.
Yeah.
Do you like that kind of big music?
Yeah, I do. I'm quite diverse now in my music as well. Like, you know, I mean, I have in the car everything from Mary Black to Eva Cassidy to Rihanna to Ed Sheeran to The Script to Aslan. I mean, I'm quite diverse. I'm not particularly into country music.
But you've gone to a fair few Aslan gigs. Probably one of their biggest fans.
Absolutely. Well, we used to go, they play Ficker Street on the 27th of December every year, so... we used to always go to that. I miss this year, though.
Yeah. And what is it about Christy's voice that you like? Or is it just his kind of performer?
Just his raw talent. Like, he really loses himself in the music, you know, and he'd just be twisting his microphone and all that. And I think it's
hilarious. You kind of get the sense that it's a kind of, like, catharsis for him to be singing those songs.
Yeah, very much so. Like, you believe him when he sings, you know, that type of way. You get kind of engrossed and encapsulated into it, I think. Anyway, I kind of lose myself in his music when he's performing and the songs. And I just think they're extremely talented.
What other gigs have you been to the last while? I saw you at Madonna.
Madonna, yeah. I have to say I wasn't impressed with Madonna at all.
Yeah.
And of course the weather didn't help. It was awful. You just saw people walking out all through the concert, which was terrible for her, I'm sure, quite embarrassing. But yeah, I went to see her. I went to see Chris Brown there in the O2.
Yeah.
I thought he was amazing. I think that was, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. And you're a big fan of The Script as well.
The Script, yeah. I saw them when you two did Croke Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were fantastic. I actually saw them first in the Olympia, just before they got really big. Actually, Danny's from Ballantyre, the singer. He's also from where I live.
Did you know him growing up?
I knew his sister growing up. His sister is a hairdresser, actually. I used to go to her Mandy for my hair. And then Mum and Dad. His father was very talented. He could play everything from piano to guitar to...
Just going back to your own dad. Like,
yeah, my dad was a drummer.
What kind of drums did he play? I don't mean circular. I mean, what kind of bands was he in?
Well, he was in... it was really, they just did weddings. There was him and another guy.
But what kind of style of music was it?
The wedding-y things, ABBA, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Whitney Houston, all of those things. And also, I mean, I'm sure they did Bon Jovi, actually. They did a bit of Bon Jovi.
What's your favourite? Aha. Yeah. What's your favourite Bon Jovi song?
My favourite Bon Jovi song is... I don't know what my favourite one of them... there's a few of them.
Living
I
on
like.
A Prayer?
Gold.
Yeah.
It's Gold Bon Jovi.
That's Spandau Ballet.
I loved that. I'm getting mixed up now.
What about Living on a Prayer?
I love like Living on a Prayer.
It's like about the recession in Ireland at the moment. We're all living on a prayer.
I know. Gosh almighty. Let's hope it'll get better though, Barry.
What about other things? John Lennon. Do you like him?
Yes, I do like John Lennon. I love Imagine. That's my favourite song by John Lennon. Yeah, he was also extremely talented. Wasn't too much into the Beatles, but I liked him.
But your Beatles, did you prefer the Stones to the Beatles?
No, I didn't like the Stones. I wasn't too much into the Stones. The Beatles probably more.
So you preferred Led Zeppelin to the Stones and to the Beatles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you had a choice of any band to play at your birthday party, who would it be?
Rihanna.
Yeah? Okay, let me ask you, if you had a choice of any rock band.
Rock band, I suppose.
From any era. It could be like The Doors or, you know.
I think The Script.
Yeah?
Yeah. Only because Danny's from where I live. Or where I lived. Yeah, The Script, I think.
And from people who see you on the reality TV show Dublin Wives, or, you know, you did, what was it, the thing on ice, the celebrity thing on ice?
Yeah, the dancing on ice.
All different shows you've done. How do you think you come across? How do you think people see you? You think it's a good opportunity despite what people read about you. You know, the people might have an idea from reading, but when they see you,
they have a totally different perception.
Yeah.
And I get that all of the time, Barry. It's so funny. Because, to be honest, I'm actually quite private personally. Like, you know, I was very private in my relationship with Michael, and then I met Gerald, and then he's the total opposite. Like, he's so gregarious. So I was kind of thrown out there, you know, and opened up a little bit more, I suppose. I tried to get...
Do you think that was a good thing to open up, or do you think sometimes it's like a Pandora's box, as soon as it opens, it's difficult to put the lid back on?
No, I'm happy, and as I said, you know, he would encourage me to get involved in all these different shows and that, which I did, and I think... You know, what I get out of it, or what I enjoy, is the people's reactions to when they do meet me and they're like going, oh my God, you're so not what we thought you were.
And what do you think people think, though?
I don't know. They probably think that, you know, I'm snob, or, you know what I mean, I'm just into myself and whatever, and, you know, don't care about anybody else or like that, you know, just...
Because I remember coming back from Cork with you in a car about a few years ago, and we stopped at 4 o'clock in the morning for chips in some chipper outside Cork.
That's right. And do you remember coming back on the plane? Where were we? Remember that?
Yeah,
that
I thought the plane was going to crash and you were holding my hand.
The turbulence was so bad.
And your jokes were kept me...
kept you sane.
Yeah, I actually thought we were going into a mountain and you were like telling me jokes.
I was trying to calm you down. I was so worried about you. I'm not even a great flyer as well. I'd be quite nervous, but I thought that was so cute. You were very nervous. I wasn't expecting that.
What do you enjoy most about life?
What do I enjoy?
Like, when you go home, do you read books?
Love reading.
What are you reading at the moment?
Gone Girl at the moment.
What's that about?
It's actually very good. It's about this couple, and she's amazing, Amy, and her parents wrote a book about her, and, you know, she was really famous, and she married this guy who was a writer, and basically his parents were sick, so they moved to Missouri, and she didn't want to move from New York. She loved New York, but she went, and she said she was the cool girl, so everything he liked, she wanted to do, like, she, you know, cool girls have to like sports, they have to go enjoy drinks with the guys, they have to do all the guy things, because then you're a cool girl. But anyway, they weren't happy at all in the relationship, but she was letting on to be someone else. But anyway, I've just come to the part where she went missing, and he's being accused of the murder, and he's had to get a lawyer. And then next of all, I turn over the page and it's her talking, saying she escaped and she's actually set him up. So it's actually very good. Now, I don't normally read...
Why are you drawn to that book as a mother?
Do you know what? I was bought for me. I wasn't drawn to it at all.
Why? It's like, I must have that for Lisa Murphy.
Yeah, I don't know why my friend Rachel bought it for me, but I think it was because it was one of the top 5 or the top 10 books out.
When you go home, do you listen to music? Do you sing in the shower? What do you
definitely don't sing in the shower, Mary. I don't have a note in my head. I love movies. I tend not.
Have you seen Django Unchained?
No, actually.
Have you seen The Impossible?
No. The last movie I saw was the 007 one, the Bond one.
Yeah.
Did
you like it? Skyfall.
Yeah, it was all right. I thought it was a bit boring in parts, and I thought.
Did you fancy him?
No, he is definitely my least favourite Bond.
Really?
Yeah. My favourite would be Moore.
Roger Moore?
Yeah, or Pierce Brosnan. I know it should be Sean Connery being Irish.
He's Scottish.
Or Scottish,
Being a Celt.
Yeah, being a Celt, exactly. Yeah. So, but no, Roger Moore was my favourite. But I enjoyed that now. Sure, Adele sang the song for that, didn't she? Yeah, she got an award.
Not Adele King, though. Adele.
Adele. Wasn't that Adele?
Yeah, I'm joking. No, not Adele King. That'd be interesting.
Adele. And she won an award. I saw her get an award the other day for that.
So you're not at home bopping with your...
I am, actually.
Jojo, too.
Since Jojo, actually. Now, she would have music on a lot, quite a bit. She's got her big iPad in the kitchen, and we do have that on quite
a bit. What do you blast to?
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Toni Braxton, Enigma. Well, we don't... That's more... when you're going to bed, music. But, everything really, the script, all of that. Oh, do you know who I love? I love Katrin Jenkins. I love classical music as well.
Yeah.
And I love the opera. I love Andrea Bocelli. I used to go to the Johann Strauss concert every year on the 1st of January over in Venice.
Yeah.
And I loved that. I love opera as well.
But you also like Eric Clapton. What do you like about him?
Yeah, I went to see Eric Clapton, actually, in Limerick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say, no, I didn't enjoy him at all, and I know he's got terrible reviews of the last couple of times he's been here, but he's old world, do you know what I mean?
But you still like his music?
I do like his music, very much so.
What would be your favourite song, Wonderful Tonight?
Wonderful Tonight, I love, and Layla, Layla as well, yeah. They're great. Now, we did dance. We went and, you know, obviously danced and bopped the songs, but I just think his performance wasn't...
It just that he doesn't really communicate.
He's not there. He's kind of like, you know, somewhere else completely. He didn't interact with the crowd at all either, you know. So, and I think that's so important from a...
Well, he'd probably say that it's all in the music. You know, he's not a kind of a...
I know, but it's not sure. Even Christy and in Aslan, it's all about the music. And, well, I suppose he does interact with the crowd. I just think he needs to give a bit more. He needed to in Limerick.
So when you go along to see him, he's playing the O2 in, I think, on the 10th or the 12th of May. Will you go along and send him a message before he goes on stage? Sort of open your mouth
a bit
when you're...
I think the last person he'll want to hear a message from is me.
Would you ever think... Is TV where you see... I know you've got to open up some sort of... you have a beauty label.
Yeah, makeup line coming out.
Yeah, what's that called?
Lady Jolie.
Yeah, and is that the future for Lisa Murphy, or is it more TV, or...?
Well, I'm in talks at the moment with a few media things on the agenda. I don't want to jinx them, so I don't want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm in talks, obviously, with that as well. And, of course, my beauty line, we hope to, expand on it as well and get into, you know, bringing out our own shampoo and conditioner and hair straighteners and things like that.
It's
you know, build the
me.
Brand.
It's too late for me, but anyway.
No, it's not.
But do you enjoy life?
I really, really enjoy life. I suppose...
Do you think it goes back to, without being cheesy about it, what happened to your brother? You realise your life is so short and things can happen, so you just really got to enjoy the moment?
I think it goes back to my childhood, being reared with a child with special needs. I think it goes back to that, you know, mom would have been quite strict on me because, like, if we were out in a restaurant or whatever, I couldn't mess.
Yeah.
Because Paul would copy me and she didn't want him, you know, getting out of control. And she blames herself to this day for that. And she says, I was so hard. I said, Mom, I don't even remember. That's who I am today. Like, they instilled so much morals and respect in me that I have such respect for everybody, really. So I've kind of always been like that. You know, I've always been very happy. And as I said, my parents growing up, I mean, they never even argued in front of us, Barry. Like, it was unbelievable. We were wrapped up in cotton wool and we were spoiled rotten.
What was the lowest point in your life apart from your brother?
The lowest part would have been my brother and the robbery.
Yeah.
Down in Wicklow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very pretty bad. That I'm kind of still trying to come to terms with. I don't think you ever get over it, but, you know, you just have to...
Is it difficult to be on your own? And, you know, like,
it
I mean,
was,
Joe isn't at home and you're there.
Yeah, it was initially.
When you hear a bang at the outside next door.
Oh, everything. I mean, even going for a walk, Barry, and a bird came out of, you know, a bush. That fear that I experienced that night, it's even deeper than any other fear that you have to go through it, I think.
Yeah.
So even like a bird jumping out, I mean, it would absolutely nearly kill me with the fright, you know. And I just got into an awful lot of habits, and, you know, when I was in the kitchen, I was constantly looking out the window, and, you know, then I wouldn't go into the room where I was tied up when they took me, you know, things like that. So and everyone kept saying, you know, you should do a bit of counselling and all of that. And
and shouldn't you, though?
I did. Now, I did, but I should have probably did it sooner. But I went to a great guy, Jerry Butcher, in the city centre here, and he was fantastic. And I remember the second session, and I said to him, are you trying to get me to where I was prior to that? And he goes, bingo. Because he said, when you're in the kitchen, think of something else. Stop the habit. Stop looking out the window. And then he said, go into the room where they think. And I said, you're going to laugh at this. I actually haven't gone down the road where my brother was killed.
Yeah.
That many years ago. And I still to this day...
Is it still out of fear? What road was it?
I just don't want to go down it. It was actually across from St. Michael's in Terran. You were there.
Yeah.
It was.
Would you deliberately set out in your mind not to drive near it?
Deliberately not go down it. I don't know. I just don't want to go there where my brother lost his life, basically. I just can't. I go around the long
So do you think the counselling is as much for that as it was for the robbery?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, Barry, in this climate or in life in general, I think everybody needs a bit of counselling.
Yeah. because we bury so many things and we get angry about one thing, but it's probably not that, it's about something else.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and unfortunately, there is no such thing as an easy road and, you know, life where there's no bumps. I mean, everybody has bumps in their life, you know, and I think at some point everybody needs a bit of counselling, to be honest, you know. I do tend to bury things, I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm also very positive, Barry. Like, you know, I really try not to let anything really get to me, you know, or I try and sort things out. I'm a psychologist. All my girlfriends come to me and they have problems.
You should start charging them, you know.
Yeah, I know, absolutely.
Because they put more value on you if you start saying, okay.
I wouldn't be able to
ask them. So what kind of advice do you give to your girlfriends?
Oh, everything. Mostly their relationships, to be honest with you.
What's wrong with Irish men then, when they say that, you know?
Oh, gosh, I better be careful here. Well, I mean, I just think it's different personalities. And I mean, that book is so true. I mean, seriously, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Like, men need to have intimacy to feel loved. Women need to feel loved before they have intimacy. So it's like, how can we possibly get on, you know? It's like, we're so different. Men are logic and women are emotional.
Is that like men talk to women to go to bed with them and women go to bed with men to talk to them?
Yeah, exactly. And it's the last place men want to talk is in the bedroom. But it's, you know, a relationship, it's work and it's about working at it. And I think some people get lazy in relationships and, you know, then problems start. I'm the opposite now. I put my partner first all of the time before myself.
Do you think that goes to your detriment?
Yeah, I think so. But I tend to give 150%, where my girlfriends would be like, no, only give 70, you know, you're too nice and whatever, but I can't change, Barry. That's just who I am, you know.
I wouldn't change. Lisa Murphy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
This is Radio Nova. 100.